This is a peculiar looking girl. A peculiar looking girl, about 19 years old, picked me up this evening while I was making a phone call in a booth near the men's room at Max's. I couldn't quite put my finger on the exact nature of this peculiarity, but she definitely had a problem with her posture. She also kept telling me in this giggly voice, which is totally without appeal, sex or otherwise, that I looked a lot like Iggy Stooge, aka Iggy Pop, the rock and roll guy. If that was supposed to be great, I couldn't figure out why. In fact, she had this annoying habit of rolling her eyes around at the top of her head when she spoke, like a ventriloquist dummy, which made anything she said immediately forgettable and irritating. I had only stopped in there for enough time to partake of the free Friday evening happy hour, hot plate of chicken grizzle and bad chili. It was still evening, still light out in the streets as we split for her place. I checked the twilight on Park Avenue South, the signs of the laser. Her apartment was only about 7 blocks away, but that was far enough for me to already be having second opinions about the whole idea. By the time we were crawling up the shaft of the freight elevator, she lived in a loft. My second thoughts had turned into positive doubt. She kept babbling on and rolling her fucking eyes again. By the time we were entering her place, a large, low-ceiling shambles, I had completely reevaluated the situation and realized it was simply a move made in haste without much taste, and it was time to get wasted before anything whatsoever happened. Luckily, she made a contribution toward my chance for my salvation, telling me she was going to have a bath first since she'd been out all day. By the tone in her voice, I could discern she was intimating that it would be a great thing if I would join her. Not, I believe, that she was coming on or was interested in aqua sex, but just because she thought it would be a sound and novel idea in the way of my personal hygiene, as well as hers, if I scattered a little warm water. I told her to go ahead with it, that I'd relax on the couch and wait. She grimaced and went off. When she was in the other room with the water running, I reached into the inner lining of my suede coat and retrieved a Band-Aid box which contained a new 27-point syringe, bottle cap, cotton, $4 $3 bags. It was from a new collection, it was supposed to be hot property. I filled up a glass by the sink, threw in 2 bags, and proceeded with the procedure. I was just finishing up, the needle still in my vein from one last boot for the old line, when, wouldn't you know it, she appears in a fucking kimono at the far end of the place. I can imagine the chump smile on my face, snagged in this outstanding act of vulgarity when I should be taking a bath. But it's strange. It's funny because she wasn't alarmed at all. She's got this blasé and accustomed look to her. I figured you'd think she'd at least ask for some. She then goes into his dresser and pulls out of a drawer this box. It looks like some hippie bathing oil, a bubble bath or something like that. Smiles down at me again, asks again if I'm sure I don't want to join her, and continues back to the bathroom. I come to realize, despite an incredible rush, my morphia bliss running through my body during her entire appearance, that she must have had out her contact lenses and was blind like Milton from such a distance across the loft, and in fact, never saw a damn thing. I wish I could say the same thing, because I had seen directly through the water in my eyes what it was exactly that made me think of her as peculiar looking. As she bent over the dresser, I could plainly see through the sheerness of her kimono that she was a hunchback. And I'm not talking about a small protrusion here. I'm talking serious hunch, as in hump, as in Notre Dame. I was shocked. I was also quite ripped out of my fucking skull. The word in this dope was no exaggeration. I thought I should take advantage of her being submerged and make for the elevator, cleaning up my works and the blood off the floor, where I coyly dumped it before I realized she was Quasimodo's blind daughter. Worse than fucking Jim Watt. While I was trying to decide in this course of action, however, the dope really kicked in and I had collapsed into a nod, which I don't really recall, though I do remember that Friar Tuck and Sherlock Holmes were in it, riding a mobile home with me through the main street of Southampton. Tuck wanted to stop and buy a polo shirt, but Holmes, deft at the wheel, refused to stop. When I came to, the place was in total darkness. The girl was dragging me across the floor, kicking me in the side with pointed heels. She was screaming something about her new sofa. I regained a fuller reality and realized what had happened. When I went out, my cigarette took a different course, rolling out of my fingers and down the side of her wine-colored new velvet sofa. The place was a mess. The sofa was a charred cinder, as both end tables were. I'd burned down half the poor, peculiar girl's fucking loft, for God's sake. She had managed her own bucket brigade, and everything was soaked in pools of ash and gray water, including me. She obviously didn't think or care to remove me before she put out the couch. She was furious. Her hump was visibly gyrating counterclockwise. I wasn't going to stand still for any more of this bullshit. She had already insulted me by hinting, not once, but twice, that I needed a bath. I slid toward the door, jacket in hand, when she turned her back, trying to salvage something from the drawer of a steaming file cabinet. I opened the door, hopped the staircase, and speared straight down. That's the type of thing that Iggy Pop would do, I thought.